Welcome, Abundant Babe. I have been waiting for you, and I get the feeling I know you pretty well already. Because like me, you are the visionary, the eternal optimist, the one who embraces all aspects of her intuitive divine feminine while being grounded with ambitious and driven energy. You've got big dreams and you're ready to make it all happen. Well, let me tell you, soul sister, you've come to the right place. The Abundant Babe podcast is designed for goddesses just like you. We will talk about purposeful business, personal growth, mindset, money, manifestation, success, goals, all with a splash of woo and always a tad of silliness. I know you've got it in you, and now is the time, beautiful. Trust in yourself and take action on what myself and other Abundant Babes share in this sacred space, and believe me, babe, your life will continue to change and expand. I'm your host, Viola Hug, multi-passionate entrepreneur, vision alignment coach, and holistic nutritionist. It is so great to have you here. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hello, it's Viola, and today's episode is airing from Salt Lake City, USA. So how exciting that I am launching my first international episode of the podcast. Today you are in for like literally the most extra special treat. You're about to hear from the first boy guests on the Abundant Babes podcast. Yep, you heard that right. A boy. And not only a boy, two boys. And to be exact, my husband, Nick, and my beautiful friend, Jessica Reed's partner, Josh. So while I was over in California at the first part of my trip, I had like a girl slumber party with Jessica Reed and a few other girlfriends. And then I spent one more night having a sleepover with Jess and her partner and my husband. And we thought it would be really, really funny to do a podcast together. And specifically as well to give you guys like a little bit more insight into who we are, I guess like on a more personal level behind the scenes. So if you've ever wondered like what am I like to live with? What kind of food do I love? Like what are my goals? What do I spend my days doing? Then this is definitely going to be the episode for you. For those of you that don't yet know Jessica Reed, she hosts a podcast called Spirit Girls and is a global clairvoyant channel and purpose fulfillment coach and just super amazing and one of my besties. And so we decided to sit down with the boys. We came up with a heap of questions and we just interviewed them on all of these things. And it's pretty hilarious. It's pretty funny. It's just a great way for you guys to learn a little bit more about us on a personal level. So I won't dilly-dally with this intro too much longer, and I'll get straight into it. So please enjoy, and please hit me up on Facebook or Instagram and let me know what you love the most about the episode. And of course, if you want to follow Jessica or my husband Nick or Josh, like I'll link all of their details in the bio, of course, of the podcast, so you can catch those there. And yeah, I think that's all I have to say before we get started. So yay, be excited. And here it is.
Hi everyone, it's Jessica from the Spirit Girls podcast.
And it's Viola here from the Abundant Babes podcast. And we are here doing a super special episode and want to introduce you to our two guests. So we have Nick, who's my husband, and we also have Josh, who's Jessica's partner. Say hi, boys.
Greetings.
Greetings. Okay, so today is going to be really different because we are going to let you all know a bit more about ourselves by interviewing partners. And they can just answer it as honestly as they like, and they may embarrass us, but who cares? So we're just going to go through questions, and each of them are going to answer for the both of us. Okay, so first question is, try to explain my dream lifestyle and where I would be. So, Nick, you can answer for Viola first.
Okay, well, first one, it's going to be warm. Otherwise, it will be endless complaining about the temperature. There has to be a lot of vegan places around.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be near the ocean, near the mountains, also near the forest. So somewhere like, kind of like almost like a resort area outside of a big city. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. If we knew where that place was, that we'd be living there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on the path to discover it.
Okay. And then
That's like literally doubled for you, close to. you need it to be warm.
But not too hot.
But not too hot. You like the beach, but you kind of also love a mountain home a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I think the only thing different would be like, or more detailed would be the space. It would just have to be Jess's space.
Crystals.
Horses all around. a big veggie garden to cook with. And then, yeah.
Who would be doing the cooking?
She'd be doing the cooking. I'd sous chef.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because V would not be doing any of that.
And I'd probably maintain half the garden, to be honest.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't be doing the cooking, and I also definitely would not be doing the sous chefing.
Or just any general chores whatsoever.
Okay, we'll go into question two now. So I'll ask the question to Josh first in regards to Jess, and then Nick, you can go after. So since you met Jess, what was the biggest influence that she had on your life, or how has she influenced you?
Well, I'm pretty open-minded, but I feel like she can explain some things that I can't a little bit better than I can. Also, just working with her clients and stuff, the way she taps into that. And also, I guess biggest thing would be maybe being in tune with myself.
Mm.
Yeah.
I made you a vegan.
I was already there. I mean,
no.
All right, yeah, you influenced me to be a vegan as well, through many awesome documentaries. I think in tune and vegan. Vegan's a good one in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Nick.
I can't put it down to like one thing, but I'd have to say, I had a really good upbringing, but. Like, I hadn't really lost my way, but I definitely wasn't living in line with my values. So when she came into my life, she kind of made me discover who I wanted to be again and then challenged me along that journey. So
probably you've got more, but I want to second that one too.
Yeah.
Good upbringing, but yeah.
And you kind of, I guess you also, again, like I was there a little bit behind you, but you like led the path to plant-based and veganism. And
accidentally.
Yeah, accidentally. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Cool.
That would be the biggest one.
Okay.
Did you guys do this just for, like, a little ego boost?
See how awesome I am.
Yeah, no, there's other questions. all right. This is kind of one of them. All right, so the question is, do I walk my talk behind the scenes of social media? So, Nick, you can
fuck
answer
yeah.
for a
like, the only thing would be she's even more crazy. Like, if you've seen lives with her, you're like, she's got some crazy energy at times. But honestly, like, on a daily basis, she'll just open the window and just yell out, I love the universe. Like, this is just like a daily occurrence. So I'd say absolutely, she lives true to her values. Which is something that I admire a lot, because I think more people need to do that. But yeah, I think the only other thing would be she's just like fucking crazy all the time, like in a good way. So much energy and just like crazy and funny. Or if she gets a little bit too hungry, then it's the other the other spectrum. But then I just need to make something, and then it's literally like 10 minutes back to normal. So.
Sounds fair.
Yeah. Yeah, for Jess as well, I would say living your life, walking the talk behind social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think she definitely does. And I thought that was really cool too, because a lot of social media and especially with girls, maybe they try to put a bigger image
such
over
a
that.
Front, yeah.
Yeah, a very front. And definitely walks the talk behind social media. And it's cool too, because like Jess is a little bit crazy as well. But it's not like a crazy like you know, she's a very normal person, so.
Yeah.
and I think,
like,
I think
doesn't
so.
Doesn't need to go to a psych ward.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Silly,
like,
yeah, that would
be. Silly than normal.
Like,
but,
silly crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the things can seem out of, not out of, like, or it can seem, like, crazy to think about, but it's just a human mind still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, cool. So a nice easy one for you, starting with you, Josh. What is my favorite food? Or in this case, Jess's.
Hot chips.
Yeah. Easy. What else?
What else? Garlic aioli with the hot chips. Salt. Guacamole. Avocados. And popcorn.
Yeah.
Popcorn with movies.
Yeah.
And hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hot cacao.
It's not like
to be
even
exact,
foods
right?
necessarily, but.
Yeah.
Snacks.
Oh,
yeah.
Yum. Yeah, I'm a snack person too.
That's it. What about?
Yeah, that's like, I was honestly like, this is going to be a 3.5 day podcast. not a huge fan of sweets. You love. Like, just Mexican food in general.
Mm-hmm. We're actually really similar.
Yeah.
I don't eat any sweets
like
at
Thai,
all.
Thai, curries, on occasion, Indian. I don't know. It's like sounds a bit cocky, but pretty much anything I make, she will like.
Yeah, mostly.
And that's, like,
same.
That hasn't always been that way.
Yeah.
The ultimate, like, you like hot chips, too. You know?
I like pizza.
Yeah, pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. If I could put it down to one thing, it would be, fuck, I don't know.
I don't even know my one thing,
yeah.
Like, so
oh,
I don't
yeah,
know that one.
Pizza with
vegan donair sauce, if they've invented that
yet.
Yeah. The Canadian donair sauce.
Super easy.
Oh, you should add in the either burgers or pizzas with pineapple.
That's just recent.
And
hot chips have always been true.
But I've always loved pineapple.
Yeah, that's
like Nick.
I
like it too sometimes.
Pizza without pineapple is like,
right.
Like a house without a roof.
There's no juiciness.
It's just it's disgusting.
Alright, next question is what do you think is the weirdest thing I've ever done? And you can just base it down to like since knowing the person.
The weirdest thing you've ever done? There's a plenty. I don't know if it would be weird as such, but definitely, like, crazy. And I was like, are you serious? Would have been, like, one day she just came in the room and she was talking about, like, doing a yoga teacher training one day, yoga teacher course. And I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds cool. Thinking it was, like, years in the future, because she'd maybe done yoga, I'm not joking, twice in her entire life. And then, like, the next day she booked tickets to go to India for a month and do a yoga teacher training. In a month. And I was like, what? Like, that's kind of odd, but...
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
You do you, boo.
Yeah. I was like, do you want to come? And you're like, no, I don't do yoga. And then you didn't, and I was like, okay, I guess I'll go without you.
Another weird thing that you've done was when I used to smoke, when we first met, you made a pact that whenever I smoked, you'd also smoke because you thought it would put me off, but it just didn't. So,
I know.
That's, like,
that's weird, but I guess
weird.
Yeah, let's just say that plan did not work out, but you did stop smoking after that, and I didn't last very long with copying you in the smoking
yeah.
factor.
I don't know if I have a specific example, and I don't think it's weird, but I guess, like, maybe some other people would think it's weird if you, like, they didn't know you, but you talk to yourself a bit. I find it very cute, but I like it most when you don't know I'm, like, anywhere around. You should just be, like, near preppy little wizard.
Yeah.
Or it could be pretty weird that I did ayahuasca.
Yeah.
It's pretty odd.
Well, yeah, you just, you know, you're so tiny and delicate, so it seems like it could really crush you, but...
True.
Yeah, and it was very, very strong for you to do that, for sure, but...
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people would be like, you're insane.
Yeah, yeah. But it's
no,
not
I think
weird.
It's totally normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not weird. I do sleep talk and do weird things.
Oh, she does sleep talk sometimes. I write it down in my notes. I'm trying to make sense of it the next day.
V's literally like sleep talks like the guy in Steve Brothers. You know, the cloud is no pin. Doesn't make any sense at all.
And then
what?
And then what about like when we're watching movies together and I've fallen asleep, but you're like, are you awake?
God.
And I'm like, yep. And then like when there's a funny part in the movie, I like laugh along with Nick. And the next morning, I'm like, nope, I was asleep through the whole movie.
Yeah, I can tell you're asleep. I look at you and you're just like. But then when I laugh, you just go, drawing a little bit.
All right, so what's the most annoying thing I've done as someone to live with?
Yeah.
Josh, you go first.
Like,
this
as
one.
A trait of.
Yeah.
As a trait, as a person to live with, what's the most annoying thing about me?
Right.
Looking at the dishes.
Oh, I don't mind doing the dishes, so.
Oh my gosh, bizarre. A keeper right there.
Well,
do
I can
to Europe
dishes.
With us?
Depends on the hourly rate. Right? I don't know. What was the question again?
What's the most annoying thing?
Okay. I think it's not like a trait, but it's just the hunger. Like when you get hungry, you get into a zone. And like it's an untouchable. You can't really do anything. Or like if you're in that zone for some reason, I don't know how to approach. And I just try to be as soft and gentle as kind. And you just I'm like, I'm trying.
Hungry.
You're a little bit of a homebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like to stay inside sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not too annoying because you're
really
you,
like
but.
People in society.
Well, you could go outside though.
No, I go outside.
I know. Further from the house. I think
yeah.
That sums up my answer.
It would have to be with cooking. I'll literally cook like 5 nights at like sometimes like 30 nights in a row, and then I'll get to a point where I'm just like, fuck this, I'm not cooking tonight. I'm like, could you please cook? And it seems to be like a huge deal. I'm like, you can just make something super simple, it'd take like 10 minutes, and you get like super flustered, and then I end up taking over and cooking it anyway. So
yeah, and
that
then,
would be it. But then I know you don't like cooking, so it's kind of fair. But
yeah, but then you're like,
fear.
Oh, do you want to make dinner tonight? I'm like, oh, do you want to just go out and get something
yeah.
to eat? Like,
and I'm always down for that. So.
Yeah, so I'm always like, I just try to make the nights that I'm meant to be cooking, like the going out nights.
Okay, next question is, what's my, like, guilty pleasure or obsession?
Well, last year I would have easily said television because holy shit, she pounded. Like, if we looked at the hours you spent last year watching TV, because she'd just work and have TV on in the background. And I'd be like, how are you on season 7 of this? You started like 2 weeks ago.
Just watch it when they do work.
I'm like, really doing work? she kind of was. But we did a 1 year no TV pact this year.
Yeah.
I
realized that addiction and nipped it in the bud.
What would it be now?
Is it nipped in the bud?
Nip it in the bud.
Your current obsession would be, like, every time I go to the supermarket, you're like, if you see something for me, get it. And I know that if I don't come back with kombucha, she'll just be like, oh. So,
you failed.
Obsession is kombucha.
Yeah.
All right, I know. What? Obsession?
Guilty pleasure or obsession.
Okay, it'd be hot chips for sure.
Yeah.
Because you like that when anything is wrong or you're hungover. Or you're just feeling sick, and then Sex in the City while watching Sex in the City while eating hot chips.
Yeah.
And I think the other one, I don't know if it ties in that well, but it's like an awesome guilty pleasure. I think at your work, like you can definitely tune out a lot of things and go into your work zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's like a really good guilty pleasure. Or obsession
yeah.
to have. Yeah.
Guess
it's just your
well.
Your girls too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely relate with that one as well.
Yeah, I'll be like, put the laptop down and like just
pay attention to me.
Chill for like half an hour and
Facebook
just, like,
Messenger is a guilty
like,
pleasure. I don't know if you
down.
Like that though.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a good one. I like this one. So starting with you, Josh, in your own words, explain what I do.
Oh god.
Best one.
This is so difficult, especially for me to answer. In my own words.
In your own words, what does Jess do?
I'm going to bring this down really, really simple, because I can't dive into all the aspects of it.
Yeah.
You talk to girls. you talk with higher realms with these girls.
And you have conversations.
Okay, on a more work-related level, I'll try.
That was pretty good.
That's kind of it.
It's pretty accurate.
If you would actually watch me working, it'd just be me talking with the
girls. That's how I explain it to myself.
With other higher dimensions involved.
Yep.
Yeah. I think if I get anything, I'll add on.
Again, this is so hard because B does so many things, but I'd say if I could put it down to like one short little blurb, it would be... see, it's so hard.
Maybe you could think of the question.
I can add in a little bit if you're struggling.
Okay, yeah, you go.
Yeah,
what do you do? You better people in their lives. Yeah.
Yeah, you can
with
more
through
like
talking with, or just help them maybe understand things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bring a lot of clarity, obviously, clairvoyant there.
Clairvoyant clarity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Talking with girls in a positive manner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spirit.
Yeah.
I'd say what you do is you help people discover how they're going to achieve all of the things that they want to achieve and put them on that path towards that goal faster than they would have ever been able to do in their life otherwise.
Ooh, that's good.
That was
whilst,
good.
Whilst also more recently having like some creepy conversations with unknown things.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
You guys are like really similar, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
Then we should add to the question and be like, how would you explain to this to someone in public?
Talks to girls.
She's kind of like a life coach.
No, you've never used the word life coach.
No.
You know? With conversation with me at all. Or
no.
I couldn't
seen.
Put it down into that, but if I just wanted to like,
if, yeah,
like what
does
my wife do? And I was like, like 60, and if I had to go into like entrepreneurship and online business and spirituality, they'd be like, huh?
Yeah,
she's just kind of like a life coach.
Yeah.
Even then, they're a little bit confused.
Like, yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
She does business.
Coaches people in their lives?
Yeah.
Like in football?
Sometimes when people get really confused, I'm like, I'm a nutritionist, and I just like take it right back to that. Like if it's like one of those conversations where people are just like, I don't get it, or it's like that, you know, when you're going through like border security and they're like, you're self-employed, but what do you do? And I'm like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, a nutritionist.
Yeah, that would be simple. Yeah, like sometimes I'll just say, if it's someone that's obviously not gonna understand, I'll just be like,
or they need like a job definition.
I teach meditation and help people tap into their intuition. And,
and
then I was at border control and the guy was like, okay, do a session on me right now.
Did he actually?
Seriously.
Wow.
Honestly,
that'd be 100 and something.
Yeah. I should have just said, I don't do it for free.
You should be, okay, PayPal me right now.
PayPal me and I'm all yours.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I basically just said, you're not my ideal client.
That's awesome.
Because I was like, well, normally I help girls.
I think you're a border patrol agent.
Yeah.
So I can
already tell this is not what you want to be doing with your life.
You're very sad and grumpy.
And I want you to let me in.
Yeah.
Okay. This is kind of similar. If I didn't have my business, what mainstream job would I do? So it has to be like a really mainstream job.
Mm-hmm.
What would I do if you could put me in a mainstream job? So no, Viola.
Would housewife or not or not employed count?
She to be mainstream.
Impossible. She can't have a job.
Yeah,
I've seen
that.
That is so funny because when we wrote this question and I was like trying to think about what it would be, I was just like, honestly, no job. But you've got to choose one.
If anything, it would be similar to like Yeah, you know, what does your friend in New Zealand do where she travels around, like, schools and teaches kids about nutrition?
Oh, yeah. Like,
so that would be the only thing
something.
That, like,
yeah.
You'd still hate it, but...
So...
Like, that would be so hard. So it would be something in nutrition, but...
Yeah.
But,
and probably working with kids or pregnant... Like, maybe a pregnancy nutrition.
Yeah.
But then you
yeah.
can't...
But that is what she does.
Yeah.
You think it's
yeah.
something that's like
more
mainstream.
Mainstream.
Like,
you know, nutritionists is
really
more mainstream.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
waitress,
like super mainstream.
Sales
lawyer,
assistant, lawyer,
doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
something other than what she
firefighter,
oh
astronaut.
Yeah.
How are we
yeah.
supposed to envision what's not within you?
What?
Ooh.
No, you have to. What's the closest thing you could imagine us doing
in one
a
word?
Mainstream job.
Like a mainstream F in a parallel universe.
Yeah. Yeah. If we only had options to be mainstream jobs, what one do you think we would choose?
I just have to say retail.
Like, yeah, it, I mean,
that's,
like, that's what, yeah, like the essential oil shop that you worked at, you know?
Oh, the herb shop?
Yeah, yeah, something of that nature.
Like a
but that sounds
yeah.
way too boring for this answer.
Yeah, exactly, I know.
I know, but it's probably kind of
I could see you as
yeah.
like a, even though you don't really like, I mean, you don't work out much, but... Those like 80s workout videos?
No!
Yeah!
Like
I can see it! An aerobics teacher, but
well,
yeah.
I did go to regionals for aerobics.
There you
I was,
go.
Like, 15.
But I think for the both of them, there's nothing. They would have to put on a fake smile for
yep.
yeah,
yeah.
Everything other than what we did.
Yeah.
I would say though, when I was younger, I thought like anything.
Okay, yeah, what did you?
Like a beautician.
Okay.
Kind of. Or, no, you know the answer to this actually. I told you one time, and you said you would do the same. Starts with A.
Artist?
No, no. It does start with A-R.
Artisanal cheesemaker.
No, go on. We were watching a TV show about houses.
Oh, an architect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that considered mainstream?
I think if you actually looked into it, you would
not.
The
nutritionist is not mainstream.
Yeah,
architect is not mainstream.
I would not like all the technical methods.
Maybe an interior designer versus an architect.
Yeah, I would just want to be like a design architect, but not a structural architect.
I just want to make things pretty.
Yeah.
Okay. So now
are we finished with all the other questions?
Oh, there's still more. Yeah. Yeah. This is one just for Josh, and then Jess is going to ask one just for Nick afterwards. But just for Josh, what do you think of Jesse talking to dead people?
Well, their physical body is dead, so that's just dust.
That's true.
But they're conscious.
I'll just escape that question. What do I think about it?
What's your
well, that's the thing. See, it seems crazy, but like it's you're still a normal person with it.
Yeah.
So that's what I was referencing, like 20 questions.
So it's
back.
Like she shouldn't go to a mental hospital because she's normal, but it seems like she kind of should.
Right. Right. What do I think about it though? It wouldn't work for many other people, I guess, except for her, but I feel like I did a bad job answering this.
What's your view? I mean, you've been brought up Christian.
I know.
And
but
so
it's
been something...
But it doesn't just... I mean, when you say talking to dead people...
Yeah.
Like, when you put it that way, it sounds odd, but...
Yeah.
But it still doesn't sound odd, because...
Yeah.
I mean...
You could
well, the fact that
you
can actually communicate with them... You know, I can talk to dead people too, but they don't talk back.
Grandma!
Yeah. What do I think about it? Seems pretty cool.
It's
pretty sick. I really wish I could.
I think it's not even about the talking to the people who have passed over. It's more about what it does for the person I'm reading for.
Mm.
It's like... The fact that I wouldn't just go around talking to dead people.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like you just...
It's not like...
When you talk to yourself, you're not talking to dead people, I think.
I think
we're just talking about something pink and flowers.
Yeah, it's not really about them at all. It's more sort of about the person
who's still alive.
Who's, you know, I've been reading for.
Yeah.
Who's still alive but needs comfort or, yeah, connection.
Now, seeing dead people.
All right. Okay, so this is specifically for Nick about Violet. What do you think of Violet being psychic now?
Now?
Yeah, I just learned how to be psychic. I'm doing Jess's gifted experts course. So.
There you go.
Yeah, it's gangster. Like, it's really exciting, but also kind of like, what the fuck at the same time? Because I'm such like a logical brain thinker. Because
we're guys.
Yeah, it's occasionally hard for me to be like, yeah, this is really happening. But then I also have witnessed it, so I know that it is.
Yeah.
It's cool. Like, I think it's more cool when we just discuss it instead of, you know, like being in front of my mum. Like, I can talk to dead people or something, which is something
I
that she
relate
do.
To that one.
So what do you do? Yeah, I just talk to dead people and stuff. And but I guess that's on me, not her.
And you know what? That's also part of my human design. Like, I like saying things that shock people. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you do that.
So do you.
Oh, yeah.
Just
in
different context.
Yeah.
And it's very different, though.
That's cool.
Like old
that's cool. I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we're of new paradigm-ish, so...
Yeah. We would personally never say, I talk to dead people,
yeah.
Or I'm psychic. It's more like utilizing our gifts and intuition and connecting with spirit and things like that. But
yeah.
We just thought it'd be fun to put that on you guys.
Yeah, exactly. It's
it
just,
didn't work.
No, it was cool. It was cool
yeah.
to see the answer, but yeah, you're right. Like, it's not like... Yeah,
it's
that was it. Was just a funny way to word
yeah.
the question, but it's all about
yeah,
like
it
is just really about intuition and really serving people and helping them like discover what's really like the best for them and like messages that they may need and everything.
Yeah,
so,
yeah
it's actually like way more cool than what it sounds like in that question. okay, next question. If I won the lotto, what do you think I'd spend it on? So, Josh, do you want to answer for Jess?
Mm-hmm.
Do I get a chance? What do I think you'd spend it on?
Yeah. Like, would I spend it all on myself? Would I spend it, like,
I think you'd dish most of it into your business because you're very, you know, make money and then put it into something to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
You really have that mindset? And I definitely think you'd buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
Or a few houses. Crystals. Oh, you'd buy some big crystals. You're definitely a house of crystals.
Just a tiny house made out of... Like,
you definitely not... Oh, yeah, well, obviously, you'd put it towards a lot of your family and anything that you see, like, in need of or that you could help ease something. Yeah, yeah. The question's funny, too, because I feel like I wouldn't get much of it at all.
What?
I feel like you'd just be doing... Well, which is great, but... But can I have, like... $20?
Can I get some gas,
no,
please?
I've really wanted a new car for a while.
Well, it depends.
You'd be like, I'll buy a Tesla for myself and you can use it.
You have two Teslas.
Okay.
But I would be choosing that they were Teslas.
Yeah.
You would still get to say what car it is.
Yeah. No.
It's a hard one. Because I think on one side, you'll do some really cool stuff. But then I think on the other hand, you'd almost resent the fact that you didn't earn the money yourself.
That's true.
Yeah.
I feel like even if it was a huge sum of money, like it would make the excitement of growing businesses and stuff go away.
Yeah.
I feel like if you did and you had to keep it, we'd pay off debt, help family, we'd invest the bulk of it and probably just go on like a really, really cool like 6-month world trip. Just staying in, like, 5-class places, flying first class. Did I say 5-class? 5-star. Just for, like, 6 months to find a place to really live in and then maybe purchase a home there, live there. But still, through that whole journey would be building business because that's what is the enjoying part is the journey rather than
And that's kind of what we're doing now anyway with the travel
exactly.
that we're doing. But I totally agree, like, what you said, Josh, and then, Nick, what you said as well. Like, I really think I would invest, like, most of it because,
mm-hmm.
like, self-investment in terms of, like, my own personal growth and then, like, business investment and then, like, self-care investment are, like, high up on my priority list.
It's the most exciting spend
a
lot of the time.
It's like,
you know that it's, like, investing.
Yeah.
I think... You definitely stop at Ulta, like, very soon after winning the lottery.
Yeah. If anyone doesn't know Ulta, it's a makeup shop.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Even
when
you're not super into makeup, you'd just probably buy... You'd buy one store. You'd buy an Ulta.
Pretty true. Okay, so, what question were we up to? I want to do this one. Okay, what character of Friends would I be?
I think it's your turn.
Nick, who would Viola be? Would she be Monica, Rachel, or Phoebe?
Or possibly one of the boys, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
be a female
she'd
version
be
of
a
the
combination
boys.
Of Phoebe and
yeah, because there's
going to
be combos.
Oh, no.
Like the funniness and craziness aspect of him, and then also... Not ditziness, but, you know, like the light-hearted, like, fluffy side of Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so out of all the characters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely Phoebe with the light-heartedness and,
the woo-woo-ness.
But,
we call it woo-woo.
Yeah, and then
maybe Rachel, if she's getting in, like a upset mood, maybe. She can be a little, like, sternish. If you had part of a boy in there, though. No.
You can't see me as a boy.
I don't see too many
people.
Boys
as cool as Joey,
so.
I like Chandler, too. He's funny. But
he's not really...
I don't know what traits you'd... throw in there of Joey, or Chandler, or Ross.
I think it would be Phoebe, and then Rachel in terms of, like, more my humanness. Like, I do like to be girly.
Yeah, very.
And
like,
that kind of stuff. And I do get, like, stroppy, like,
Yeah, like, Rachel can get,
Maybe the only part about Joey is, like, when I get hungry. Because Joey's, like, when he's hungry, he's hungry.
Yeah.
I am.
Oh yeah, me too. Alright, so this is we're gonna stay on this like TV character a little soon because it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is for Josh only though. For Josh, what character of Sex and the City would Jess be?
Oh, I've tried to do this one. I thought we've done this one. I don't think you came to a solution though. Can you name
one.
The characters?
It's your opinion.
Okay,
there's Carrie.
Miranda.
Not a man.
You don't like Miranda.
No, that's the slutty one. Oh no, that's
no.
The
red one. It's Carrie, the main one.
Yeah.
Miranda.
You'd be a combination of Carrie
like.
And the brunette.
Charlotte.
Charlotte, yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
That's good.
I don't want to see any of the other two in here.
Well, I could be Samantha because she's very, like, independent and.
Yeah, but you're not, like, she's got a little bit of, like, a stuck up independence.
Yeah.
Or like ego independence.
Yeah, I guess
like you
so.
can back down from
but
ego.
But she's also
to...
like she doesn't care what anyone else thinks, and I like that about her.
Yeah.
She's very, very like that. Okay. See, I don't watch. No, so I was like, what?
Is it Game of Thrones?
Character.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I
knew it.
This is only for Nick, for Viola. Because we don't watch Game of Thrones. But yeah, what Game of Thrones character would Viola be?
So a combination of three.
Oh, God.
So Peter Dinklage, what's his name in it?
What?
No, what's his name?
He's an alcoholic.
No. What's his name in the show?
I can't remember.
So Peter Dinklage's the dwarf, but only for his humor, because it's really sarcastic and witty.
That's true.
Then you'd have Jon Snow for like... his courage and just being like a badass, and then Daenerys for being extra as fuck.
Okay, I like that answer a lot. Cool. So for both of you again, what's my most childish trait? Josh, if you want to answer about Jess.
She's like a child fully, so. Your most childish trait of your child self. Well, maybe when you get, like, when you dislike something, you just don't anything of it. Like I hate history. I never speak of history. I don't like history. But you can't have any concept of maybe, like, but you don't find this cool at all. I hate history.
I know what I like, and I definitely know what I don't like.
I know, but like a child, you don't want to look into the other side of it.
Yeah. It's like, no.
Other than that, just the way you prance around sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Very playful.
Yeah. For me, it would be just, like, incessant need of attention all of the
okay.
time. And, like, there's probably, like, 5 or 6 times a day they'll just come up and just be like,
right,
and I'll put my arms
the communication
out,
style.
And she'll just like jump up on me, and she's like, "I'm a princess," and I'm like, "Carry it." That's probably it. Yeah.
Or just no words. Just.
I'm like, "Are you hungry?"
Like, I don't speak your language.
Oh yeah, or she like kind of nuzzles her head into me like a dog, and I'll have to like start like giving her like a head massage, and if I stop, then it's like. Literally, like a dog, like nudge me like that to remind me that she's still there. I know that because you're sitting on me.
Yeah, we have a very like playful. That's like when they were saying that I'm like really weird and crazy at home. It's like that very childlike playful aspect of me that comes out like.
It's funny if either one of us got like a head injury and totally forgot how to say words, but still had like. Verbal and non-verbal communication and noises and like actions, we'd still be able to get on like just fine.
Sometimes we literally have conversations like
or like you'll be like did, and I'll be like mm-hmm,
yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. And then like 5 minutes later you'll be like, when I said that before, did you know what it? Yep.
It's true.
Like minions.
Yeah.
Bebop, bebop. What's your favorite thing about me?
Nick about me first, please.
Yeah. What's your favorite, like, one thing about Viola? And you just have to put it down to one thing.
Deep in contemplation. There's just so many things. He's trying to narrow it down.
We had to throw it in there, of course.
I was going to say, he's just thinking, do I say but?
Is this physical or is this emotional?
Yeah, or do I say something sweet?
Oh, it's so hard because, like, my favorite things are, like, yeah, she looks really nice, but my favorite things are all, like, attitudes or, like, things about her mind. Like, compassion would be one of them. If I could put one, I don't know. Maybe I think your commitment to always growing.
Cool. Thanks, Evan. Yeah. Pretty obsessed with growing. Not physically, but I mean.
She's been eating so many donuts.
she's
I just love
committed.
Watching
it. She's so committed. What's your favorite thing about me?
My favorite thing about you? Probably like, mostly it's almost with your work, just like your light, your personal light, not lightness, but like your light with your work, and like you say you like or appreciate me for how I treat others, like in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do the same, especially within your work aspect, but I like how. Into what you do, you are. You're super into what you do.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And obviously that reflects the whole image of yourself, true image. So I think it'd be that, and maybe your eyes too. And your smile.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
are
cool.
More, are there any more questions?
Stop, then.
you guys are getting pretty good passes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Passes?
I think you
passing.
Pass.
You pass.
You pass
you're passing.
Test.
Oh, so like 51% or?
I think that's all the questions.
It is all the questions that we wrote down.
That's cool.
Aww.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I was just
waiting
to have fun.
It's so fun because when we were like, when we had the idea for the podcast, we're like, okay, let's like write down all the questions, and then we're like, boys, we have a plan. And then we're just both like, yeah, right. Like, they were totally game for it.
I thought it was like going somewhere. I was like, I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got an awesome idea.
I was like, oh, sick. They looked at something to do.
Yeah.
I'll have to solve that one.
Well, you said that your favorite thing was that we're so into our
I know. There you go.
Yeah.
So you have to
back you. Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
have a sleepover with us and we are recording a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Thank you, boys, for being the first male guests on my
podcast.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I do feel honored.
Or not blowing your own horns. Having people who you knew would blow them for you.
Isn't it tooting a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, shit! Maybe the blowing comes later.
I feel like... Back to that question. We asked earlier of how we influenced each, like, how we influenced you. I feel like I've influenced you with saying, like, quotes and sayings wrong.
Oh, yes.
Because that's something I would say.
Yes.
Blow your own horn.
I mean, I got the concept.
Were you playing the trumpet? I didn't
know. Oh, that's a good one. Alright.
Alright, I think we'll finish there.
Yeah, we'll finish there. So thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for inviting us from the couch to the dining table.
Yeah. That was your excursion for the day.
Yeah. Okay,
right, thanks. Bye.
Well, there you have it, the completely unedited version of our interview with my husband Nick and Jess's partner Josh. I hope you enjoyed it and that you found it interesting to learn a little bit more about us on a personal level. Of course, this is airing on my Abundant Babes podcast, but you can also catch this episode over on Spirit Girls, which is Jessica Reed's podcast as well. And for those of you that didn't know as well, like, I am currently at this incredible event over in US of A, and I have lots of really fun updates on my Instagram about that. So if you want to follow my Instagram stories, remember it's at Viola Hug. And I'm also going to be doing some lives about what I learn on my Abundant Babes, a Home for a Visionary Facebook group, which is my free Facebook forum and collective for all of my favorite Abundant Babes in the world. So you are more than welcome to join that if you haven't already. That will be all linked in the bio as well, or just get in touch and I can give you the deets. So yay. That's all from me this week. I'll be talking to you again next week with another super amazing interview, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.